You are listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. I help female perfectionists beat self-sabotage and lose the weight for good using the Fit Figure Formula coaching program. I'm your host, Stephanie Riles, registered dietitian, personal trainer, and mindset transformation coach. If you've been struggling with all or nothing thinking, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage, this is the podcast for you. Learn how to get consistent and become the best version of yourself from the inside out. So let's get started. And welcome to episode 24. So you are listening to How to Trust Yourself, part two. If you did not catch part one, go back and catch part one. I talked all about what is the very first step that you need to do and need to take before you can move forward with trusting yourself. This is an unskippable step. Okay. So definitely go back and listen to that first part one. And these are going to be three minisodes. And I said that on the last podcast and I looked after I finished recording it and it was like 20 minutes. So my minisodes are, I guess, way longer than most people's. I've seen some podcasts where they're like, the podcast is literally 5 minutes long. And I guess I'm just long-winded, but I'm going to call these minisodes anyway, because it's a series and it's cute and I like it. And that's what I'm going to go with. So you are in the right place. If you are struggling with your mindset, if you are struggling with your weight loss journey, if you are a female perfectionist who is struggling on their weight loss journey, if you don't know, or maybe you wouldn't describe yourself as a female perfectionist, go back and listen to episode one. And I talk about all the different characteristics that might apply to you if you are allowing perfectionism to interfere with your health journey. But today I'm going to be talking about a very important topic, because trusting yourself is vitally important to being consistent and self-disciplined. And these are the things that you really, really need in order to create consistency and create your goal and then keep your goal, and to not have it feel like you're constantly pushing a boulder up a hill. So again, if you didn't listen to part one, go back and listen to part one. Today, I'm going to be talking about part two of how to trust yourself. So in this episode, you will learn my decision framework, super duper simple, to deciding what you want to think about yourself now that you've forgiven yourself from part one. Number two, how passive language is dragging you back to unforgiveness. And three, some ways or some different thoughts that you can think about yourself. So I want to give you some ideas about some powerful things and thoughts that you can think about yourself instead. And this is exactly what I teach inside of my Fit Figure Formula process. Whether you're coaching with me in my group program or you're coaching with me one-on-one, we decide, we gain control, and we pick the powerful thoughts that we want to think about ourselves, which is going to transform you from the inside out. Okay. So what is this decision framework? Very, very simple and very logical too. So you've listened to part one where I've told you self-forgiveness is the very first step in trusting yourself. Now that you have a blank slate, and remember that I talked about, you know, forgiveness might not be this one-time thing. It might be a journey for you to forgive yourself for past mistakes or feeling like a failure, like even describing yourself in that way. It might be a journey, and that's okay. But for this exercise, I want you to really think about if all of those past decisions, quote unquote failures, your attempts in the past to make this stick was no longer on the table. It's no longer available for you to draw from and draw a conclusion from or make it mean anything. You now have a clear slate for this particular exercise, right? Like after you have forgiven yourself. So now I want you to think about, like, what are all the possibilities that I could think about myself? Now that I have a clean slate, what do I want to think about myself? And I just want you to like journal this out. What do I want to think? How would I like to describe myself in my fitness journey? Because did you know that you get to decide that? You actually get to decide what you want to think about yourself. And a lot of times we will think, well, I have to go out and be this, right? I have to be self-disciplined before I can think or say I'm self-disciplined. But how will you ever be self-disciplined if you never think like a self-disciplined person, right? So I want you to think about, what's my story now? How can I reframe? What do I want to say? What do I want to think about myself, right? And I want you to write down all the possibilities. I want you to don't put any limits on this. And then after you write this out, what resonates with you the most? I want you to go through and I want you to try them on. It's kind of like trying on a hat, okay? So each sentence that you have, you kind of try it on like a hat and say, okay, how does this fit? How does this look? How do I feel in this hat? How does this thought make me feel when I say it? And pick the thoughts that resonate with you the most. And then once you do that, you can go out and practice it a little bit. So sometimes when we are creating new thoughts about ourselves and what we want to think, we tend to go with affirmations, right? Like affirmations are these big, bold statements that are like, I am disciplined, or, you know, I am capable. And sometimes you don't really believe that. And so that's again, trying on the hat of I am disciplined. If that feels like a total lie, that's not the thought. Like, we don't want that energetic resistance. That hat doesn't look cute. Okay. We want to find a hat that looks cute. Okay. We want to find a thought that we can actually get our energy behind, that resonates with a pick, a sentence that your body is literally rejecting. You're like, yeah, that's not really true. That's not the sentence. That's not the hat for you. So once you find those sentences that you can really get your energy behind, and by the way, I teach this inside of the Fit Figure Formula. And we talk about this belief spectrum, right? So our intentional thoughts about ourselves that we get to pick may not start out as I am disciplined, right? It may start out sounding like I believe I can become disciplined, right? That is a step up from I'm not disciplined, but it's not quite saying I am disciplined either. Did you know that there's a whole spectrum in between disbelief and belief? There's a whole spectrum. And a lot of times we will try to go from disbelief to belief, and no wonder it doesn't feel right. No wonder we don't trust ourselves, because we're literally not lying to yourself, but it feels like a lie, right? And if we're talking about trusting ourselves, then we can't have that energetic resistance. We can't have that like little gross feeling that comes up when you say something about yourself that you really don't believe. Of course we don't trust ourselves, because we're trying to like gaslight ourselves. There's a whole spectrum. And I teach my clients to pick something on the spectrum that they can actually get their energy behind. And it's okay. We can practice and move bit by bit through the spectrum until we get to the big, powerful, bold statement that we actually want to think about ourselves. That feels so much better in your body than trying to get yourself to believe something that energetically you just don't believe. Okay. So you're going to write down all the possibilities of things that you want to think about yourself, how you want to describe yourself in your health journey. You're going to pick the ones that resonate the most, and then you're just going to start practicing them a little bit. This takes the pressure off of now having to embody this thing that you've never been. It's okay. We're going to practice. What is practice? The word practice implies that it won't be perfect, that sometimes you might slip up and you just have to remember, oh, I forgave myself. I forgot. That's okay. I don't have to be perfect. So many of my clients, all of my clients, make amazing progress without having to be perfect. And I have to point this out sometimes, because, you know, sometimes my clients are like, well, you know, I didn't do this and that and this. And I'm like, okay, but you still, you know, lost all these inches off your waist. Your weight is still going down and you didn't have to be perfect. Isn't that awesome? I don't want to have to be perfect to reach the goal. That sucks. That's not even possible. Like, I want to be able to like do my 80-20. I want to be able to like live my life and not be super strict, but still see progress. And I can continue to do that. If I have to be perfect to see results, that means that it's not going to last, because perfection is not going to last. So I want you to take that decision framework. I want you to try on these thoughts, try on these hats, right? See how they fit, see how they feel, see how they look. Pick the ones that resonate with you, and then ask yourself, how would I practice these thoughts a little bit? So I'm going to give you some more concrete examples of what thoughts you might practice at the end. So make sure that you stay tuned. So part two of this is, what is the passive language that is dragging you back to your unforgiveness? So these are the sneaky things, the sneaky sentences that I hear people saying, either whether it's a new client or potential client or conversations that I'm having on the internet, on social media, on Facebook. By the way, if you're not following me, go follow me right now in the show notes. Things like, oh, it just didn't happen. Like, my workout, it just didn't happen. Or, I hope I can get my workout in, right? Sometimes it even comes across as in the tone of your voice. So maybe I'll be coaching a client. I'm like, okay, what is your goal for your movement this week? And they'll be like, well, I, you know, 2 workouts this week. And it's kind of like, are you asking me or have you decided? Are you asking me or are you setting an intention, right? If you don't even believe yourself, then it's probably not going to happen. Like, if you're not setting an actual intention, or if you're saying something, but like, that's kind of how that energetic resistance kind of shows up sometimes in the tone of your voice and how you're saying it. You're saying, yes, I'm going to get 2 workouts in, but you're saying it and it sounds like a question. It doesn't sound like you're sure. It doesn't sound like you've already decided. It sounds like you're like, ooh, I might do this, but I probably won't, right? So one of the telltale signs of this is like, if you're saying, I'm going to get 3 workouts in this week, but you haven't put it on your calendar. And so I'll ask my clients, like, they'll say, all right, I'm going to do three workouts, and that's their goal. Then next week, I'm like, okay, how did your 3 workouts go? I'm like, oh, well, yeah, it just didn't happen. Things got busy. And I'm like, oh, okay, did you put it on your calendar? And they're like, oh, no, I didn't put it on my calendar. I'm like, what do you use your calendar for? Do you use your calendar for all the important things? And if you didn't put it on your calendar, if you're a person who, you know, lives by your calendar, like me, I live by my Google Calendar. And if it's not on my calendar, it probably means that I either am resisting doing it, or I really don't want to do it. And I need to address that resistance, because realistically, if I'm not putting it on my calendar, I'm probably going to forget. And you're just like setting yourself up to fail, or setting yourself up to just not do it. So we got to be really honest with ourselves. Like, we're talking about self-trust here. So if you cannot be, or if you are not being honest with yourself about what your actual intentions are, of course, self-trust is not going to be there. So is this making sense? This passive language that it just didn't happen. And it's like, it sounds like you are not in control when you say it just didn't happen, or I need to be more disciplined. Well, if you are in control of that, then what's happening there? Because it sounds like we're kind of like putting it on this external force to decide whether it's going to happen or not. And that kind of resolves you of any actual accountability. And if you are not accountable, then who is? If you are not in control, then who is? Is it the circumstance? If circumstances are the ones in control, that feels really uncertain. Think about when you're uncertain about something. Uncertainty breeds distrust. If you are not certain, then you're uncertain, and that doesn't feel trustworthy. So I want you to really think about, where can you create certainty? Where can you just decide and use that decision framework to decide who you want to be, what you want to think, what you're going to do? like have some tenacity in the word choices, right? Have some intentionality about the word choices. And I think that this is both a skill and a practice because you're in this middle ground where you don't yet trust yourself. So you're working on that part. And we're going to have to do some things differently. We're going to have to say some things differently before we quite feel ready to totally trust ourselves. So this is where you have to really have your own back and decide. Making decisions is one of the most important things in life, but also in your health journey. Some of us don't like to decide where we're going to eat or decide how often or what day our workout is going to be. We kind of like leave things up to chance. That feels uncertain. So if you are the CEO of your health journey, you're in control. You're the one making decisions and you are the one who has to develop the trust. So the good thing is it's a skill to learn and it's something that you can develop over time. But if you are standing on uncertain ground where you're too uncertain to make a decision, that's going to lead to distrust. And that brings you back to your unforgiveness. So where can you create some certainty in your life by making decisions? So sentences like, it just didn't happen. I hope I get a workout in. Or life be lifing. And it's like, okay, life is always going to be lifing, but is life in control or are you in control of what you put in your mouth? Or are you in control about how much you move, right? Even if it's true that life lifes, right? Like there are unforeseen circumstances, but I think we hold so much space for these unforeseen circumstances because we just don't want to decide. Even if life is unpredictable, it doesn't help us at all to sit around and think like the life or circumstances is in control and I am just responding to whatever happens, right? I heard, or I was reading a comment on one of my Facebook posts and she said something like, I'll be so happy when I can be disciplined. And I really thought, if not now, then when? Like, and I get that it's a process, but this language of, it sounds like discipline is going to come and, you know, tackle you as if you're waiting for the discipline to be like put in your lap. And it's like, no, discipline is cultivated. Discipline is developed. Discipline is a skill to learn. So how am I actively cultivating discipline? That is your responsibility. And we have to take radical accountability and radical responsibility for our own actions, the thoughts that we think, the story that we tell, the results that we get, even if there are some things that are out of our control, right? I coach a lot of ladies who are in that perimenopause, menopause phase, and they're feeling a lot of changes in their body. And sometimes we talk about menopause as if there's nothing that we can do. It's out of our control. And it's like, there are some things that are out of your control and there are some things that are in your control. How much you sleep directly impacts your hormones. How much you're eating directly impacts your hormones. Are you lifting weights or are you just doing a whole bunch of cardio? That directly influences your metabolism. So we can't just give away all of our power to the circumstance. We've got to take our power back and take control. And that starts with our language choice. How are you talking about you? Passive language is dragging you back to unforgiveness, to uncertainty, and distrust in your fitness journey. So how would you talk about yourself if you actually trusted yourself? We do not spend enough time thinking about what are some powerful thoughts that I want to think about myself. We don't spend a lot of time in our power. We spend a lot of time either complaining or talking about how it's hard or talking about all the circumstances that influence us and how we're not in control. And again, it's not that there are no circumstances that are outside of your control. Of course there are. But I really want you to hone in on the things that are in your control. And I want you to switch the narrative and be so tenacious about your powerful thoughts. And I want you to spend so much time thinking about yourself in a powerful way. We don't spend enough time thinking about ourselves in a powerful way. So here are just some ideas, some hats, some thoughts that you could try on and see how they fit. And I would love for you, actually, if any of these resonate with you, or if you come up with your own, you can go to the show notes and find me on IG or on Facebook and share your powerful thoughts or powerful statement with me on social. So these are a few that I came up with. You can see if these resonate with you. So number one, I can trust myself with my goals. Again, in the Fit Figure Formula process, I teach you how to go from I don't trust myself to I trust myself. And this, I would say, is somewhere in between, because it's saying I can trust myself with my goals. And so it's a little softer than a full-blown I trust myself with my goals. And so it's somewhere in the spectrum, and that's okay, right? That can be powerful for you in this moment if that's what you can get your energy behind. Another one is I make time for what is important. I can figure out anything I put my mind to. So this one really counteracts the I don't know mentality. I don't know is such self-sabotage. What if I don't know is no longer available as a story? I can figure out anything I put my mind to. Another one, my mind and my body are in alignment. I make powerful decisions that get me to my goals. Another one, I don't have to be in a rush. I don't have to be in a rush. I want you to feel how that feels in your body. Again, try on this hat. I don't have to be in a rush, right? When I say that, when I think that, it kind of gives me a sense of relief. Like, okay, I'm okay. I don't have to be resistant to where I'm at right now. I can just be where I'm at and continue my journey without the pressure. Okay, another one. Today, wherever I go, I create peace, love, and joy. This one just feels really good to me. Today, wherever I go, I create peace, love, and joy. Now imagine if you were on your fitness journey and you were creating peace, love, and joy instead of being in a rush to get to a certain scale weight. Doesn't that energy feel totally different, right? I want you to create your goal from that energy. And this one is for my self-proclaimed emotional eaters of I am in control of my emotions. I am in control of my emotions. So what powerful thoughts will you think today? How much time will you spend thinking those powerful thoughts and trying those on and practicing those and asking yourself, if I believed that wherever I go, I'm creating peace, love, and joy, how would that impact how I show up? So, so good. So make sure that you check out the show notes. Go and let me know what your powerful go-to thought is. And make sure that you stay tuned for part 3 of how to trust yourself. And listen, if you are struggling in your fitness journey and you really want this to stick, you're really tired of going back and forth and you want to create the lifestyle from the inside out and you want somebody who's really going to take excellent care. I take excellent care of my clients on the inside and the outside. I am going to walk you through step by step and make sure that you feel confident on the inside and the outside. If you want that type of support, make sure you go to the show notes and apply to work with me, and I will see you on part 3. Thanks for listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. If you're new here and you're struggling with your fitness journey, I invite you to take a super simple next step. Click the link in the show notes for a free training. If listening to this podcast has been helpful, imagine being inside the Formula Coaching Program. You can apply for coaching with the link in the show notes. I hope to see you inside. We'll be right back.